Well, hello, radio friends, and once again, this is Minor Hawk introducing you to another Voice of the Gospel radio program. Let us ask God's blessing on the broadcast. Our God and our Father, we bow in thy presence today to thank thee again for thine unspeakable gift. We thank thee, our God, for his condescending grace, leaving the heights of heaven and coming down to this sin-cursed earth to die on the cross for our sins. Honor thy Son, honor afresh thy word, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now then, those of you who care to follow me in the scriptures, I'll be reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, and verse 28. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I'll repeat that. This is Matthew 11, and verse 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. Now, friends, today I want to bring to your attention one of the best-known verses in the Word of God. And it's one which has no doubt led many a sinner to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that many of you listening to my voice today were saved when the truth of this verse was brought before you by the Holy Spirit of God. Several months ago, I spoke on this verse of Scripture from a different perspective. But today, let's look briefly at this verse and analyze this scripture from yet another viewpoint. We want to see how plain and simple it presents God's way of salvation. First of all, we notice that the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Come." Come. My, what a simple invitation that is. Even a one-year-old child knows the meaning of the word "come." And that's the kind of simple childlike faith that is required for a sinner to be saved. It's stepping out by faith. Yes, it's simply relying on or trusting the one who says, "Come." And sinner friend, if you'll take one step by faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ today, you'll find yourself in his loving arms. Yes, my friend, you can be sure that the Lord Jesus Christ is more anxious to save your soul than you are to have your soul saved. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 we read that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And sinner friend, the Lord Jesus Christ promises in John 6 and verse 37 that him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Now you notice in our text that the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Come unto me." He doesn't say to come to a church denomination, or to come to a religious creed or doctrine, or come to the altar or come to the preacher. Oh no. He is quite clear and emphatic. He says, "Come unto me." And the reason he speaks so emphatically is simply because the soul's salvation can only be a reality on the basis of the finished work of God's Son at Calvary's cross. The Apostle Peter declares in Acts 4 and 12 that neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. And the Son of God himself says in John 14 and 6, "I am the way," not one of the ways. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And then again, I think of what he said over there in John 10 and 9. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." Well, what could be clearer than that? Yes, the statements of the Lord Jesus Christ himself make it quite clear that it is impossible to be saved or born again apart from a sinner having faith in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary's cross. Now in our text, Matthew 11 and 28, the Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Did you notice how personal this invitation is? All ye that labor and are heavy laden. In other words, the only people who can come to the Lord Jesus Christ are those whose sin and iniquities have burdened their hearts and souls. Yes, there must be conviction of sin or a realization of one's lost and hopeless condition before that person can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's one thing sure, a sinner won't come to Christ until he does realize his need for Christ. No, as long as a sinner continues to depend upon his so-called good works, religious activities, or church membership to get him into God's heaven, he'll never come to Christ. But when a sinner, after being convicted by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, realizes that he can't do a thing to save his own soul, then and only then will he cast himself upon the mercy and the grace of God. Yes, then and only then will his heart cry out like the sinful publican of old, God be merciful to me, the sinner. And furthermore, if there's a professing Christian listening to my voice today who has never realized their lost and ruined condition in the sight of God, well, friends, I tell you in love for your soul that regardless of who you are or where you are, you're lost. You're lost. And you're only a heartbeat from the terrible place called hell. So, friend, don't let another moment go by without trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. Now then, let's spend a few minutes to see what the sinner receives apart from deliverance from hell when he trusts Christ as his Savior. Well, for one thing, he receives pardon and forgiveness of sin. In Isaiah 55 and verse 7 we read, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Again, in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7 we read that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Yes, my friend, the burden of your sin will roll away when by faith you place your sins on the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary's cross. And furthermore, God gives the assurance in Hebrews 10 and verse 17 that if you do come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Elsewhere in the Bible, he declares that he'll cast your sins as far as the east is from the west. He'll cast them into the depths of the sea and behind his back. Yes, sinner friend, trust the Lord Jesus Christ today, and you'll wonder how you ever got along without him. Now, something else the sinner receives when he comes to, by faith to Christ is peace. Yes, peace of mind, peace of body, and peace of soul. Just the knowledge of sin forgiven, I believe, is enough to bring peace to anyone who is heavy laden with their sin. In John 14 and verse 27, the Lord says, my peace I give unto you. And friend, take it from someone who knows the peace of God truly passeth all human understanding. And there have been times in my own life during the past few years when if I hadn't had the peace of God in my soul, I'm afraid I would have gone stark raving mad. But thank God for the all-sufficiency of my Lord Jesus Christ and for the comfort which the indwelling Holy Spirit of God can provide. In Romans 5 and 1 we read, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And sinner friend, if you're ever going to know real lasting peace, you'll first have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he and he alone can meet the need of every weary and heavy laden creature who feels the plague of their sin. Now not only does a sinner receive pardon and peace when he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, but they also experience unspeakable joy. And again, I can personally attest to this fact, because I've never been happier in my life than I have been since I've been saved. In fact, I've been so happy at times that my heart couldn't contain all the joy, and I've had to ask the Lord to shut it off and to save some of the joy for times of discouragement and anxiety. You know, in John 15 and verse 11 we read, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Again, in 1 Peter 1 and verse 8, we read that the apostle declares concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Sinner friend, as you listen to this program today, can you honestly say that you're happy? Can you honestly say that you're saved and born again? Can you honestly say that you're prepared to meet God if you were to die today? Well, if not, then why not accept the gracious invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ in our text? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now perhaps someone is thinking, well, I'd like to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm too weak. I'd never be able to hold out, and I don't want to shame the name of Christ. Listen, sinner friend, listen. Don't let the devil deceive you. That's another lie from the enemy of your soul. Because if you'll acknowledge your own weakness in God's sight and simply trust Jesus Christ to keep you, then you won't have to worry about holding out. In fact, he'll hold you. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 5, we read that we are kept by the power of God. In Romans 5 and 6, we read that when we were yet without strength, In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And again over in Philippians 4 and verse 13, God gives the Christian the assurance that we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. Yet another verse of scripture that I like, it's a word of assurance, is found in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, where we read that God will not allow us to be tempted beyond our strength, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape or endurance. So friend, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ not only to save your soul, but also to keep your soul, and then you'll live the life of victory. Yes, you'll bask in the sunshine of God's amazing grace. Now there's still another blessing to be received by those who come to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, and that, of course, is eternal life. Eternal life. In John 3 and 16, Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Again, we're told in John 3 and verse 36 that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Now, unfortunately, there are some people today who don't believe that God means what he says. They think that he might change his mind if a Christian, in weakness, commits a sin. But listen, my friend. Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ declares in John chapter 10, beginning at verse 28. "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father and I are one." And furthermore, a Christian doesn't have to wait till he dies to receive eternal life either, because he has it already. The very moment he trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as his own and personal Savior. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, here's what we read. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things I write unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know," not hope for, not think so, "but that ye may know that ye have," present tense, "that ye know that ye have eternal life." Well, thank God for that. We Christians know we have eternal life because God says so. Now, friends, the invitation of Matthew 11 and 28 is being extended to you today, but it may not be available to you tomorrow. No, my friend, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So, friend, I plead with you today, as this broadcast of the gospel comes to a close, I plead with you in love for your soul and in view of eternity, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, because if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time, and thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Father in God, again we supplicate thy throne on behalf of those who are listening in still outside of Christ. Save them before it's eternally too late, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. If I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. Address all correspondence to the Voice of the Gospel, Post Office Box Number 6, McKeesport, PA, 15134. And now until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.